Welcome to Shom Achshava and the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lo Nishmas Am Yaakov Shom, Leah Pasitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Zayin. The Gemara towards the end of Amud Aleph, beginning of Amud Beis, brings the opinion that there is a limitation of when we accept people b'tshuva. If someone went and did Averis b'farhesio, and according to Tosfos it means that they accepted to be a Chaver and then changed their mind, and they did it b'farhesio, we don't accept the b'tshuva anymore. So the Gemara there then brings the Shita of Shimon and Shub and Kocha that say we always accept the Shuvu. Because it says in the Pasuk, Shuvu Bonim Shevivim. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling even the Shevivim, Rashi says they're doing things b'mezid that they could do Shuvu. Chazal and Sefer HaZoyer, Chelek Gimel, Daf Kuf Chovah and Mudalav say that every single day there's a Baskel that comes out and says, Shuvu Bonim Shevivim. But people don't listen. People don't around mashgiach on this baskel that screams out and says shuvu bonim shevivim, meaning the shuvu bonim shevivim is not only a sentence that was said once that you should know that shuvu is accepted, but every single day there's a scream coming of a baskel that says shuvu bonim shevivim. Everybody can come and do shuvu. You just have to listen to this baskel. There's a beautiful idea about the Zohar that's brought down in a few sfarim. The Shlomo brings it in the name of the Sefer Haredim. They told us Yaakov Yosef and many others bring in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, and the Kedushas Levi Levi Yitzchak Radicho says it as well in Parshat Chayesoro. They all say that where is this baskel? There's a baskel that screams out Shuvu Bonim Shevivim. Where do we find this baskel? So they say the baskel is the Hisoyeris Shuvu that a person has on his own. The Losh of the Sefer Haredim the Shlomo brings says. There's some noise, something coming out and screaming to a person to come do tshuva. And that's the ruach tahara that people sometimes feel that they want to do the right thing. That's the hisoyrus tshuva, as the Kedushas Levi calls it. So the Shlomo says, but there's a condition. The condition is he has to be listening to a chocham hamoychiach. The person has to listen to other people, so he means he's going to hear also this baskel. And then told us Yaakov Yosef comes out that really it's a machshava that a person has. And if he listens to it, if he attaches himself to it, so he realizes that machshava is the courage, is the baskel that screams out to him, he should come and do tshuva. And you have to translate it to today's language. This seems to be what's called the conscious. When a person feels that he's doing something wrong, something is bothering him. So he can go and attach himself to it, and with that to do tshuva. But he needs to listen. He needs to try to attach himself to it. And with this I heard once, that's the pshat, in the story of Yosef HaTzadik. It says that Yosef is about to do an Avero, and he sees his father in the window, so he stopped himself from doing an Avero. Lechoro, what's the big gdula of Yosef that he stopped doing an Avero when he saw his father in the window? Everybody would stop doing an Avero when they see their father in the window. But the answer is the father they saw in the window, that was his baskel calling him to do tshuva. It's the voice that every one of us has. He could have shut it off, but he didn't. He listened to the baskel. And maybe that's the pshat that he saw the father in the window. It doesn't say he saw the father in the door. Why the window? The window you could always close up. You could shut down the window. Yosef HaTzadik chose not to shut the window. He chose to look out the window and hear that koil, the baskel that comes and calls him to do tshuva. And the Sefer Sikh Sarfei Kodesh, he brings the name of Rabbuni Pshivscho, a mashal to this thing. That a father and son are going next to a forest, and the son tells the father, I want to go to the forest to pick up some fruits. So the father says, but how, you may get lost. You're not going to know where you're going. So the son says, I'm going to call out to you, and then you'll hear where I am. But after a little while, the father doesn't hear the son. So he starts screaming to him. And he starts calling out to his name. Where are you? Where are you? If the son hears the voice, and he's follows that voice, he'll be able to get out of the forest. But if he ignores that koilus, that calling of his father, so he's going to get, he could be stuck in the forest, he will never be able to get out. When a person feels that something's calling out to him, if he listens, he'll be able to get out. He'll be able to do tshuva. If he doesn't, he won't. That's the koil that comes out that says, shuvu bonim shevivim, that the Gemara, the apostle of the Gemara is referring to over here. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.